I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We welcome in Paul Basir on the hotline prediction machine to hit some games with him. Paul, how are you?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. And the pick for the enterprising young man hit this past weekend, so Paul's back on his game.
Way to go, Paul.
He's back on the stick. Hey, Paul, Thursday night game tonight that we've been talking about on this show today. Big one, the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. What does the prediction machine say about that game?
Yeah, it's interesting. For this week, over all the games, 16 of 32 teams are projected to score fewer than 20 points, and five games have two teams with fewer than 20 points. This isn't that game at all. This is one of those higher-scoring shootouts we expected to be when these two teams get together. But I actually love the Falcons to win outright in this game, despite in some places being either a pick or a 1 or 2 point underdog. Our projection is the Falcons win 28-26. This is 1 versus 2 in the entire league in yards per play differential. Yards per play differential is the most predictive statistic in terms of future success in the NFL. The Falcons are actually number one. I know Marshawn Lattimore might be coming back, but so is Marcus Trufant. So I like the Falcons to win with their efficiency at home in a game that, if you're playing the narrative, is also a big game for them as it relates to the playoffs, and the motivation factor will be there.
Hey, Paul, another great game coming up this weekend is the Eagles taking on the Rams. The Rams are 2.5-point favorites. You know, Eagles 10-2, Rams 9-3. A lot of people think these are the top two teams, and them along with the Saints, maybe the Vikings in the NFC. What's the prediction machine see? How do they see this game going down?
This is, I love the narrative related to this, because last week that enterprising young man pick was against the Eagles. And at that time, the Eagles were the big shiny new thing with the young coach, the young quarterback. A lot of people thought they were rolling this amazing offense, and it was a bad spot for them against a team that people were underrating. Well, the exact opposite is essentially happening right now, because the Eagles are still the number one team in our power rankings. We've got the Rams at number 7. Now, they're good, but not great. And they're the team with the younger coach and the younger quarterback that's the new shiny thing in the NFL. Eagles have the much better defense overall, and if you look at the Rams, they've been banged up recently, losing Connor Barwin, losing Alec Ogletree, losing Robert Woods. I like the Eagles to essentially, they don't technically win, because this game's almost exactly 50-50, but it is a toss-up in our numbers, and in that case then, the Eagles, as currently an underdog, are the pick to make against the number.
Perfect segue into Seattle at Jacksonville, because you nailed it last week in your faith that Seattle would take care of business at home against the Eagles, and they certainly did, winning outright. What about going on the road? How different is the dynamic for them now on the road against one of the better defenses, one of the more opportunistic defenses in the NFL at Jacksonville?
You said one thing that really sets me up. Opportunistic is very difficult to replicate every single week. So the Jacksonville defense is good, and they're very good at getting to the quarterback, which helps with all of that. And they're good in terms of coverage, but generating fumbles and turnovers and turning them into points is difficult to do week in and week out. Additionally, it's also very difficult to win with bad quarterback play, and there's a clear difference between the good quarterbacks in this game. This is a game where both teams score fewer than 20 points. Not for most of the other reasons, because the teams are just conservative and have offenses that are unexciting and do everything they can not to hurt themselves. This is because these are two very good, aggressive defenses that are cut from the same cloth, literally because the coaching staffs have been fairly similar in terms of how they've been coached. I like, technically Jacksonville wins, but it's 19-18. Seattle, a live underdog at 1 p.m. Eastern. I wouldn't love the Seahawks as much. That means about a point and a half to them to have to travel from the West Coast to that time zone. But at 4:25 Eastern, that's a much better situation with the Seahawks, and they've got a decent chance to win this game outright.
Hey, Paul, two teams that are kind of limping into the final part of the season, into the playoffs, that had high expectations going into the season. The 6-6 Raiders take on the 6-6 Chiefs. Kansas City is a 4-point favorite in this game. Had major playoff implications in this game. How do you see this one going down?
Yeah, and for what it's worth, we've got the Chargers winning that division, so I'm not sure what the ultimate implications are of this game, but it certainly matters for the team that loses, probably even more so than the team that wins. We do have the Chiefs winning 27-24. They're favored, and appropriately so, in that they're favored, but it's really difficult to trust the Chiefs to win a game by more than a field goal right now after the losing streak that they've been on, and in some of those games, they haven't been ultimately even that competitive. The defense, the offense, there's been major concerns with both. They haven't been able to be consistent with either. And I don't think the Raiders are that good, necessarily, but I don't think either of these teams is that good. Again, 27-24 is the predicted score. Kansas City wins just 55% of the time straight up, which gives Oakland plus four some value. The injury, the suspension to Marcus Peters with Michael Crabtree coming back has big fantasy implications. It also has some implications here, too, because it strengthens that pick on the Raiders.
Among the quote-unquote really good games this weekend, I think the only one we haven't touched on is the Vikings at the Panthers. And boy, you know, if Minnesota just keeps piling up pelts in, as far as NFC playoff, potential playoff opponents, they've beaten their fair share of them. And I think they're a somewhat trendy Super Bowl pick out of the NFC these days. How do you see that game, and how do you see the Vikings' chances? I know Case Keenum's their quarterback, of maybe getting to Minneapolis and playing that game in their home stadium.
Yeah, and in our numbers right now, Minnesota's the third most likely team to win the Super Bowl behind the Patriots and the Eagles in that respect. Now, we do have the Eagles as a slightly better team than the Patriots, but the NFC is going to be much harder to get through, so that's where the numbers come through. But I think the Vikings do have futures value if you're looking into that and kind of projecting out as we tend to do on the site. They do have value to winning this game, too, and I know they're favored, and I know a lot of people who in my line of work, or at least in the Sharp line of work, that like Carolina in this game, but I don't really see where the Panthers win. The Vikings have the best defense in the NFL against the run. Well, they're playing against a run-heavy team. Carolina's going to have a lot of difficulty moving the ball on the ground. And Carolina right now only has one good receiver. Now, obviously, Christian McCaffrey catches a lot of passes out of the backfield, but when Devin Funchess gets so many targets and Xavier Rhodes can eliminate him, the Vikings are going to be able to basically do whatever they want to defensively. We only have Carolina scoring 17 points. Minnesota wins 21-17, so it's the Vikings -2, -2.5 is the pick. The Vikings are third-best team in the NFL moving forward again.
Paul Basir, prediction machine. Paul, before we let you go, we're up against it, but quickly, the pick for the enterprising young man this week is?
Well, I pretty much love all the unders and the underdogs in the NFL, but in college football, Navy -3 and the over. We've got Navy winning 27-21 in that weekly here in that annual game.
How about that? The one college game on the docket this week, and Paul
it.
Likes it as the pick for the enterprising young man. Paul Basir, prediction machine, joins us each and every week at this time. Hey, Paul, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.